Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with World News. The headlines. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh describes Pakistan as a center for international terrorism. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky demands long-term truce following US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin's telephonic conversation. In Nepal, 17 people killed in a road accident in Lumbini province. And UK to fast-track law against state-backed threats after London attack. Indian Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that Operation Sindoor gave a message to the world that New Delhi will not tolerate any terrorist activity under any circumstances. Speaking at the National Security Summit 2.0 in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said that India is no longer the country that moves forward with the old mindset, where terrorist attacks happen on our soil and we just keep issuing diplomatic statements. He reaffirmed the government policy of no distinction to be made between terrorism and its sponsors. He described Pakistan as a center for international terrorism and India as a hub of information technology. The minister also highlighted the role of artificial intelligence in the country and said that the technology has become an integral part of India's forces.
For us, AI means augmented infantry. AI has become an integral part of our forces. It is also enhancing the capabilities of our forces on the ground, and we are rapidly moving toward making our army a technology-driven and integrated fighting machine for today's warfare.
The defense minister also noted that India's defense exports reached a record 38,424 crore rupees in the financial year 2025-26, registering a growth of over 62% compared to the previous year. Meanwhile, Mr. Singh discussed a wide range of regional and global issues with his Italian counterpart Guido Crosetto in New Delhi. He said that they also discussed the avenues to further develop mutually beneficial defence industrial cooperation under India's Atmanirbhar Bharat programme and Italy's Defence Cooperation Initiative. India's presidency of BRICS emphasizes cultural, people-to-people exchanges and strategic cooperation. In a social media post, the Ministry of Culture said that the government is also promoting shared heritage and cultural collaboration among member nations. This was informed at the first culture working group meeting under India's BRICS presidency 2026 that concluded in New Delhi today. The meeting chaired by Secretary of Ministry of Culture Vivek Agarwal witnessed participation of BRICS countries virtually. In a significant step towards strengthening India-Caribbean relations, India has deployed its flagship Arogya Maitri portable healthcare infrastructure in Jamaica, marking a new chapter in humanitarian diplomacy and South-South cooperation under the broader framework of India-the Caribbean Community Engagement. The deployment, coordinated under India's Humanitarian Assistance and Disaster Relief Framework, reflects the government of India's growing emphasis on delivering rapid technology-enabled medical support to partner nations. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today demanded the details of Russia's proposal for a short-term ceasefire. Referring to a telephonic conversation between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday, Mr. Zelensky said that Ukraine wishes for a long ceasefire. In a social media post, the Ukrainian president said he has instructed his representatives to contact the team of the President of the United States and clarify the details of Russian proposal for a short-term ceasefire. He said that Ukrainian proposal is a long-term ceasefire, reliable and guaranteed security for people and a lasting peace. Meanwhile, the Kremlin said President Putin will decide the dates and timings of a proposed ceasefire with Ukraine around Victory Day on May the 9th. The day marks the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in 1945 and remains one of Russia's most significant national commemorations. Russia, as a responsible party to and one of the depositories of the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, strictly abides by the letter and spirit of the treaty, Russian President Vladimir Putin said in an address to the 11th NPT Review Conference. His statement was read out by Andrei Ivanovich Belousov, ambassador at large of the Russian Foreign Ministry, at the conference at the United Nations headquarters in New York. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei today said that the future of the Persian Gulf would be free from the American presence. The state broadcaster reported that in a message on the occasion of Persian Gulf Day, Iranian Supreme Leader Khamenei said that regional nations share a common destiny and stressed that external powers operating afar should not interfere in Gulf affairs. He described the evolving situation as the beginning of a new order shaped by Iran's resistance policies and regional dynamics. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Nepal, a jeep accident in Thawang off Rolpa district of Lumbini province has claimed the lives of 17 people. The vehicle travelling from Rukum East met with the accident at Jaljala in Thawang Rural Municipality 1 of Rolpa district. Spokesperson of the district police office said that a jeep veered some 800 metres down a cliff from the road, causing a fatal accident. According to Nepal police, rescue operations are currently underway. In Libya, 7 people have been rescued and 17 bodies recovered after a boat breakdown off the eastern coast. In a statement, the Libyan Red Crescent said the operation was carried out by a patrol vessel from the naval base in the city of Tobruk. Those on board had been stranded at sea for 8 days in harsh conditions. Libya remains a key transit hub for irregular migrants due to its proximity to Europe and its long Mediterranean coastline. Britain will fast-track a new law to tackle state-backed threats following an anti-Semitic stabbing attack in London. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer today said the move comes amid rising concerns over attacks targeting the Jewish community. 2 Jewish men were injured in the incident and a 45-year-old suspect is in custody. Authorities said the suspect had earlier been referred to a counter-terror program and has a history of violence and mental health issues. Mr. Starmer said such attacks are not isolated and must be treated as a wider national security concern, adding that any attack on the Jewish community is an attack on the country as a whole. Global crude oil prices retreated today after reaching their highest levels in nearly 4 years. Brent crude was trading 3.2% down at $114 and 27 cents per barrel, while West Texas Intermediate crude was trading over 1.8% down at $104 and 91 cents per barrel when reports last came in. China will ban the sale of drones in Beijing and require permits to fly them under new rules that take effect tomorrow. Unmanned aerial vehicles and key components will be prohibited from being sold, rented, or brought into the Chinese capital. Drone owners will also be required to register their devices with the police. China has gradually tightened regulations on drones in recent years, with authorities citing public safety concerns. The leaders of major media companies around the world are calling on Israel government to lift a ban keeping foreign journalists from being able to independently enter and report from Gaza, a barrier that has been in place since the war start in 2023 and continues even as a ceasefire has been in place for more than 6 months. Initially, Israel said the ban was necessary because foreign journalists allowed into Gaza could give away the positions of Israeli soldiers and endanger them. In ITTF World Team Table Tennis Championships, India staged a spirited comeback to defeat Slovakia 3-2 in a Group 7 match at the Copperbox Arena in London. With the win, India moved to the top of the group standings ahead of their next tie against Guatemala. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh describes Pakistan as a centre for international terrorism. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky demands long-term truce following US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin's telephonic conversation. In Nepal, 17 people killed in a road accident in Lumbini province. UK to fast-track law against state-backed threats after London attack. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.